from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Friday. TGIF, it's good stuff. TGIF, speaking of TGIF, were you a TGIF guy, Tommy?
TGIF as far as the old shows on ABC back in the day?
Yeah, I got my Jesse and the Ripper shirt on here.
Yeah, of course. Full House, yeah. Family Matters.
Yeah, I got
a... You've got a Jesse and the Ripper shirt. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Like John Stamos and his hair, unbeatable, right? Unbeatable.
Yeah.
Big Jesse and the Rippers fan.
When I was a kid, I was a big Olsen Twins fan, if you catch my drift.
I do. I got you. Like when they kind of became stars, like teenage stars.
No, like when I was a kid and they were kids.
Oh, like little. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like I had a crush on Michelle Tanner from Full House when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We're the same age. Like the Olsen.
Oh, I know.
So it's not like I was like an adult. Like, you know what? Like that's.
I understand.
When I was a kid and watched Full House, I thought the Olsen twins were cute.
Yeah. That was the generation too, where like I remember my cousins or any girl, like all the child stars, and they'd like make them models and they had those posters up. It's a weird time.
Yeah.
Maybe that still happens. I don't know. It was a weird time though, to have like modeling pictures of young people. But they were stars, man. Those sitcoms were a hit. TGIF was a big hit.
When I was a kid, I modeled my hairstyle back when I had hair. I modeled my hairstyle after Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. I got myself the
you
mousse.
You mean you tried to?
I tried to. I got the mousse. You know, I had it all puffed up and everything. Like that was.
You ain't replicating that hair. You ain't replicating.
I had more hair then than
I do
now.
Did you bleach?
I didn't bleach it. No, but my hair was pretty blonde.
Have you ever bleached your hair?
I never have. Have you? Did you ever have like?
I had frosted tips one time.
Did you really have frosted?
It was homemade. We did it like. Because everybody had them, and you know, like so. Those were back in the days of that like rock hard gel, and you would just kind of put it in your hair. So I was like, and we lived out on the farm, and I had to like hide and do this. But yeah, for like one time, I let my sister do that for me, and that was it. It only lasted one time. It was fine. I didn't mind it. I wonder if that'll ever come back, by the way. I know everybody, like, now the thing is for, like, the mullet is back, and so is, like, all bleached, just absolute bleached hair. Those are the two things I see from, like, high schoolers. Most of the time, it feels like they're just trying to do it to be funny. We thought frosted tips were cool, right? Like, that wasn't, like, trying to be funny. Like, you thought that was, yeah, puka shell necklaces, and they made out of hemp. I had a hemp necklace. I had a pretty sweet hemp necklace going. It was a good time. And I don't know that any of those styles are coming back, but that'll be just fine with me to let us just have that one. Don't replicate it. Because we're seeing some of this stuff, like Doc Martens. I'm seeing, you remember JNCOs? You remember those horrible, horrible things? Those nasty, baggy, like, maroon jeans? Those
I never
are coming
them.
Back.
I never owned a pair, but I remember one time I went, I think, back to school shopping with, you know, my family or whatever. And we ended up, I really wanted a pair, I think, of JNCO jeans. And I remember trying them on. And that was maybe the first time, I was maybe 13, 14 years old, tried a pair on in the dressing room. And I remember that was the first time that I had, like, a mature thought in my head where I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, I look ridiculous. And I don't care if this is the style. I hate this. I don't want them. I'm not buying them.
Yeah, they're terrible. And they're kind of coming back. I've seen them out and around. I've seen them. And I don't know how this is happening. Please, parents out there, if you have kids, do one of two things. Buy them JNCOs and take 1,000 pictures so you can show them how ridiculous they were later so we don't repeat this mistake in another 20, 30 years. Or don't let them look that ridiculous when they walk out the door in those things. I would let my kids wear them if they wanted to, and I would take lots of pictures of how terrible they are. Anywho, the Royals are getting back underway tonight, Tommy. There wasn't really anything happening of significance for them yesterday. Cleveland off, Minnesota. Basically, the American League got the night off, it felt like. So not a lot has changed in the standings. And what you have now is an upcoming series. It's a weird one. It almost feels like, honestly, it's like two individual games. St. Louis has cooled significantly since the last time the Royals saw them. They're not bad, but they're not good either. You know what I mean? Like, they're not Boston, but they're not the White Sox. They're good. They're in the mix, I think, in the National League still. They're a couple of games over 500. But I don't think it's a series at home by any means that you're, like, concerned with the Royals. Let me just simplify it even more. The Royals are and should be better than the Cardinals. So what do you do with a two-game series? I almost think it's like two individual games. I don't even know how you can't really build momentum with two-game series. You just have these two random games on the schedule with days off mixed all around them, but you can kind of unload the tank in those two games because you get another day off then Sunday. So all hands on deck almost for these games.
Yeah, I mean, they did play a two-game series against the Cardinals before the All-Star break. Remember, there was a rainout, so they played a doubleheader on one day, swept that doubleheader, and that was the only day they faced the Cardinals this season in two games in the same day. So you've got kind of something similar with this two-game quick set over 2 days against St. Louis. I think you can continue a little bit of momentum because they were able to do that with that doubleheader sweep last month. And so you can do something similar to that in this regard this weekend. I'm looking at, you know, of course, tonight's game. It looks like Michael Lorenzen is going to get the start for the Royals. And this is part of the reason, or a large reason, why he's in Kansas City right now. It's to be able to come in situations like this in the opening game of a short two-game set against a Cardinals team that, yeah, while they're scuffling a little bit, they're still over 500. They're still in the hunt for a playoff spot in the National League. You've got to try to find a way to shut them down. The good thing for Lorenzen in this game is that, you know, he pitched in the first time that he had played for the Royals in that game last weekend against Detroit. It was a no decision. Of course, the Royals ultimately lost the game in extra innings, but he did pitch pretty well. And you felt pretty confident about his futures, I think, in a Royals uniform as the season rolls on. 5 2/3, only one earned run given up. He struck out five in that game against the Tigers. And I would actually put the Tigers about at the same level as the Cardinals. Right?
I think the Cardinals are better than the Tigers.
They might be slightly better than the Tigers, but I don't put either one of them. Like I would say they're both average teams. Maybe Detroit is slightly below average after they traded several of their players away before the trade deadline, but I would say they're relatively similar.
Now, I will say this for the Cardinals, and you know, Bob Lutz may be angry with us right now. They're 2.5 games out of their wild card. They are over 500. Their run differential hasn't been particularly good, but got to remember too, like they got off to an awful start and then they surged and were white hot. Now everything is sort of averaging out a little bit. But if you go and look, this is not one of those series, I don't think, where you look at it for the Royals and be like, okay, they got to dominate this series. Like I could see this going 1,000 different directions. You're at the back end of your rotation if you're Kansas City. You need the offense to show up is what you need to happen. Lorenzen, you get to unload the bullpen here. So I think about Lorenzen, we're going to get him, you know, as a fifth starter. I would say that I feel quite a bit more confident in him as a fifth starter than I do, than I did Alec Marsh. Not that Marsh hasn't done a great job. Marsh has done such a great job this year. That's not it. I just feel more confident in Lorenzen. And you get into a game like this coming off of an off day and knowing you've got an off day Sunday, what do you need Lorenzen to realistically get you through? I mean, you kind of just need him to get you into the fifth inning, don't you? You know that Bubic can give you multiple innings today. You know that Ursic can give you multiple innings today if you need it. So it would be, I mean, it would be nice if Lorenzen just had a great start, but they may have a quicker trigger than they normally would. We'll have to see. But it's on the offense in this series. You're going up against two pitchers that haven't been very good. Your starters have been, who have carried you through this season, seem a little tired. So let the offense pick them up this time. And I will say this too, as we've seen the starters get tired, because that's what it looks like to me, Tommy, getting 2 days off like this and being able to just keep, because they're not going to skip starts. They're going to keep pushing everybody back. It's pretty advantageous timing, I think, on that to get really, I mean, would we call it 2 extra days rest for all the starters? I mean, that could be significant over time.
Yeah, I think so too. So if you've got Lorenzen in the game tonight, Lugo on Saturday, is that the way that it's projected
Waka,
out?
I believe Waka. It's Waka. Yeah.
Waka on Saturday. So really that top of the rotation, Lugo, Reagan, Singer. I mean, you don't have to worry about, like, they get basically a full week, almost a full week of rest. Those top guys in the rotation, because,
and it lines them up against a road series in Minnesota too.
It does. And that's extremely important. I mean, yep. You know, Singer pitched the finale.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Against the Red Sox on Wednesday, right? So then, presumably, Singer wouldn't pitch again until Wednesday. So it'd be a full week of rest, you know, for those top guys in the rotation. And I do think that that's extremely important, especially this time of year when you are starting to get that fatigue, and that's natural. It sets in for pitchers this time of year for sure. I also think it's important. I do think that weather plays a little bit of a role in this. You're going on the road, but you're going to Minnesota. So it's going to be obviously climate controlled and all of that, where, you know, I think it'd be different this time of year as opposed to going, you know, to another location that's going to, you know, maybe mess with you a little bit more as far as the heat and exhaustion, and that fatigue probably sets in earlier. So I do think that there is something to be said for the extra rest that they're getting both yesterday and Sunday, because then you have that really great time to reset that rotation, start with the top of the rotation again with Lugo and Reagans and Singer as you're going to a pretty crucial road series against Minnesota.
Pretty crucial. I mean, it's critical. It doesn't matter. It's just you get how many think about this as far as good fortune rules. How many teams in baseball in the middle of a playoff chase like this, where every game is so critical, could afford to not skip starts and let your, you know what I mean? Like, not just allow these extra days off to help. It's such a, I don't think there are very many that could do it right in the middle of this. They would skip those starts for the back end of their rotation to keep their big guns on regular rest. And it's not just that the Royals don't have to do that. I don't know that they want to. And that's such a luxury. Like, yes, I mean, definitely Lugo and Reagans and Singer have been all three at times ace-level pitchers this year. You're just really not losing much, especially lately when you get to Waka and Lorenzen at your 4 and 5. That's why I like this team so much to be able to close it out and get there, is because of things like that. What has plagued them a little bit lately? I think it's been that their starters have looked tired. So now you get to this part of the schedule that falls the way that it does, and you don't have to adjust anything. Oh, good. Look, everybody's tired. You get 2 extra days of rest. And I would bet you this, the next time we see Lugo and Reagans, and Singer's a little harder for me to get a grasp on. I'll bet they look sharper in their next starts than they did in their last starts because of the extra rest. And if that is the case and we see that, boy, that's going to give you a very good feeling down the stretch. And that's when you could potentially use Marsh occasionally, call him up, and then get those guys an extra day of rest. Because how much then do you lose with Marsh as your 6th starter? You know what I mean? Like, it is such it is such an advantage for them down the stretch to have that sort of pitching depth in the rotation.
Yeah, and don't forget that they get another day off this coming Thursday. So they play that 3-game set against the Twins on the road. Yep. Then they get another day off before they go to Cincinnati. So you've got to take advantage of that.
That's wild.
You end up having 3 days of rest in a little over a week. So you've got to take advantage of that for sure. They get another Thursday off the next week. That would be August 15th that they get, or August 22nd. They get that day off. And then from there, they play every day until the middle of September. So you've got to take advantage of that now. You've got to make sure that you're, you know, this is an opportunity for Matt Quatrero to, you know, if he needs to, I don't know if you really need to reset your rotation or, you know, figure out exactly how you want to have things, you know, in order playing out for a while. But then on top of that, it gives your bullpen a chance to rest up. There are some players that probably need to get a little healthier, you know, down this stretch. Take advantage of it now before you get into that really grueling part.
We'll talk more about it, betting, looking at that, the 2 games. We'll dig in a little bit in the second hour there. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the Chiefs this weekend. We'll begin our conversation around the NFL. All kinds of good stuff coming for you. It is Sports Daily. It's Albrecht and Caster. Don't go away.
.97.5 and 1240 KFH.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.